Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you in Facebook, on Instagram, everybody there. Great to see you guys. Today, we are going to take an amazing question from our one of Cleaning Nation fans, Mary Kathleen Young Jacobs requested. She wants to know how to get past the gatekeeper. So cool thing is, because we are having our first ever event that's going to be amazing, we've decided that anytime one of you guys or gals in Cleaning Nation reaches out with a question, you can just put it in the chat. Hit me on Instagram. You can email support at growmycleaningcompany.com. If you've got a question you want us to answer and we use that question on the show like we did with Mary's, you get a free ticket to our event coming up. I think it's like, it was like 2 weeks, middle of October. So Mary, if you go to support at growmycleaningcompany.com and say, hey, it's me. Give me my free ticket. We'll get you hooked up. And if you have something that you want me to cover, just like I said, hit me on Instagram. Or, hit me on Instagram, support at growmycleaningcompany.com, put it in the chat, whatever you want, we are here for you. And if you're like, I don't want to risk it, what if I want to just be there? How do I get, what's this event? growmycleaningcompany.com/event. It's going to be amazing. Sandy Kings in the Instagram says, why do you all charge so much for training? I'll tell you why, because those who pay attention. We coach you guys to charge the best and only take the best. And we probably get 300 people a month wanting help, and we take 10 or 20, maybe 30 on a good month. So that hopefully answers your question, Sandy Kings. Nikki Wu says, hi, Mike. Alan says, I need a free ticket. We would love to give you a free ticket, Alan. Just go to, again, give us an idea of what you want to hear us go over on the show. And if we use it, we'll give it to you, buddy. All right. So let's figure out how to get past the gatekeeper, which is Mary Kathleen Young Jacobs' request. And because here's a problem. You guys know as well as I do, if you can't get past the gatekeeper, oftentimes you can't grow. That'll really stop your growth. And if you're like me, if we can't grow our business, what the heck's the purpose of being in business? I don't know about you guys. Feel free to put in the chat. But if you told me, hey, you've got to have a business, but you just have to keep it, you can't grow anything. For me, I'd probably want to just get a job. Like, what's the point, right? So getting past the gatekeeper can really stand in the way of our growth. And if we can't grow, we don't really have a business. You know, I'm sure you've heard, if you're not growing, you're dying, which I found to be the case. So really important that we can grow and we can make this happen. So the good news is today, in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to, oh, Bearded Brad says registered and excited. I am now excited to see you, Bearded Brad. Super excited. So we are going to show you today, Evie Lynn says, flip it, do it. We did 12 new clients and have 12 staffers, zero to a training center, and I don't clean anymore. Oh my gosh, Evie Lynn. We, you know, reach out to Natalie or to Natalie or Lindsay. We got to have you on the freaking, we got to highlight you in the daggum event because you're amazing. And we have to have you on a podcast because you're amazing. Laterra says, hi. All right, let's jump in, everybody, and talk about how to get past the gatekeeper and really, as opposed to not only get past the gatekeeper, but move from that person being, like kind of an obstacle and your enemy to making them your friend and someone actually enjoy and they like you, right? So let's dive in. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 things that we need to do. We're going to hit them all right in the next 20 minutes and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So let's do it. First thing when it comes to gatekeepers, ooh, Latyra says she's trying to get her own cleaning business. We love folks that are just starting. That's, we help a lot of people that are just starting or have just started. Tasha says, just started, ready to grow. Glad to have you, Tasha. You and Latyra, you guys and gals are in the right spot. So real quick disclaimer, everything we're going to talk about will work for commercial or residential right now, but most gatekeepers are in the commercial world. So residential folks, make sure to kind of be like, okay, how can I translate this into my world, right? How can I make this work for me? And I promise there's some nuggets in there for you. So here's the big thing that I want to give you guys in terms of setting expectations, certainly on the commercial. So many people get afraid to go in. Like, I don't want to go in. I'll screw it up. I'll mess, you know, what if I say something wrong or if I screw it up? We have this fear, so we do nothing. The reality is there's nothing you can say and do unless you walk in and punch the guy in the face. And even then, that's a story, right? He's not going to forget you. Oh, by the way, speaking of the event, some of you guys can see my shirt. There will be welcome packages to people that sign up for the event, I think, in the next couple of days because there's obviously mail and all that stuff. And some of you may or may not get the shirt. It's awesome. It says success rocks, excuses suck, and it has our mascot, Alan the raccoon on there. I wore the shirt this morning. My kid was like, "Daddy, I like that raccoon." So there you go. If you got a 5-year-old, he may dig it. All right. So we tell ourselves, "Oh, I don't want to go to, you know, especially on a big account. I don't want to call them. I'm going to screw it up. Something's going to go wrong." We make all these excuses, but what those excuses really do is give us the opportunity to do not a dadgum thing, right? I'm going to screw it up, therefore I won't do anything. And if you don't do anything, you're guaranteed not to get any results. Jared said, "You got a shirt." He's our Facebook guy. My wife found it. We moved up here to Prescott and took a bunch of stuff. She found it. So yes, I finally got a shirt. Latyra says, "You can email me the information for the event." I'm sure I could, Latyra, but we don't do that. If you're interested in the event, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. That's where you get everything you need. All right. So first and foremost, most gatekeepers would be the commercial world. The big thing I want to give you is nothing is going to happen on the first event, right? Hey, Maurice. So don't give yourself that excuse of, "I don't want to go in because I might screw it up." You can't screw it up on the first event or on the first time. And you can't really probably sell anything on the first time. Rarely are we going to walk in and they go, "Holy crap, we've been looking." I mean, I guess you walk into 1,000 places, you might get one or two going, "Today's the day. I've been looking for a cleaning company. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for coming in." Rarely that's going to happen. And never are you going to walk in and be like, "F you," or something crazy, and then they throw you out forever, right? So we have dramatic expectations. We walk in that we're going to blow the whole thing somehow, which is never going to happen, or they're going to sign up with us right then and there somehow, which is not going to happen, right? So the first thing we need to do is set your expectations for, "I'm going to start building a relationship. I'm not going to sell. We're going to talk about that later. I'm just going to build a relationship, and I expect a process." So if your expectation is, "I have to go in and get through the gatekeeper and get a good conversation with this commercial owner, facility manager on the first time," you know, if that's what you expect, you're going to be wildly disappointed. Oh my gosh. All right, I got to take a break for Allie. He says, "Mike, I must apologize to you. It took me a while to finally stop cleaning toilets and let employees do it for me. I just did. Best thing I've ever done in my life. Now I run a business." Thank you so much, Mike. Alan, dude, you're my hero. Big, huge hug. As much as we love helping people grow and get bigger, my favorite thing is helping guys and gals that are cleaning toilets and, you know, have a job, get out of that and become a business where you can really grow. So proud of you, Alan. Now is the exciting point. Now that you've got a business, you can really grow, right? When you're cleaning toilets, it's really hard to start growing. Okay, so the big thing is we're going to set our expectations. We can't probably ruin it on the first time. I've never seen that happen. We've coached thousands of people, and you're probably not going to sell anything on the first time. So take all that pressure off of you to make excuses not to even talk to the gatekeeper because you think something's going to happen that's not. So that's the first thing. Just expect it to be a process. All right, here's the fun. Next is get them on your side with a pattern interrupt. First of all, change it from work to a game, right? If you're like, "I got to call this guy and there's a massive amount of pressure and this is going to suck," it probably will suck and you probably won't get the results and you won't love it. If you change it to a game of like, "I'm going to get this person to laugh or smile or be my friend, or we're going to have some fun. And if I get to help and serve them, great, but I'm not going to try and sell them." That changes the whole dynamic, right? And that's part of, you know, if you're part of Clean the Nation, you've been around, you know that we try to have fun on these things. And I want to give you as much business stuff as possible. If it's all just boring, you don't have any fun. I don't bust chops with Alan and Maurice and Latyra and everybody on there. So what, right? So the goal of having our business is to have fun and make money and have some freedom, right? So we've got to make sure that that's what we're, how we're living our life, right? We don't want to kind of be like, "Oh, I got to make these calls. It's going to be horrible. I got to call 100 people and they're all going to hate me." No one's going to do that. You're not going to do it and it's going to be terrible. So here's how you get them on your side right off the way, right off the bat, use a pattern interrupt. If you look like a salesperson and smell like a salesperson and talk like a salesperson, you are a salesperson, right? So when you call and you go, "Hi," or walk in somewhere, "Hi, my name is Mike with Mike's Cleaning Company. We're one of the premier cleaning companies in town. I was just wanting to know who's the person I would talk to that's in charge of making blah, blah, blah," right? I got bored in the middle of that sentence. And that's what everybody does. And then we're shocked when people respond the same way we would respond to a salesperson, right? If I called you and said, "Hey, my name is Mike. I'm with Mike's Coaching. We're one of the premier coaching people in the area. And if you want to," you would be like, "Shut up," right? No, you'd hang up on me. And then we do the same thing to our clients or prospects, and we get confused when they do that. If I were going to call you, and we don't do any cold calling, just like, even though I love Latyra, we're not going to email her stuff. If you guys are interested, you'll come to us. But if I was, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, "Hey, do you have any money and can I have some," right? Or, "Hey, I really suck at sales. Can you teach me how to sell something?" Or, "What are you wearing?" Or, "Why did you call me?" Or just any pattern interrupt, right? Anything that doesn't sound like a salesperson, so they have to go, "What did you say? Who is this? What's going on?" right? People always want to put you into a category. So if you instantly call and try and sound people, we label it professional. It's not professional. It's salesy. So if you call and sound salesy, which you might think is professional, they're going to put you in the salesperson bucket, the gatekeeper. In their job, they know what to do with salespeople. I throw them the hell out of here, right? That's my job. I gatekeep, right? People come in trying to sell stuff. I get them out. So if you sound like a salesperson, you are going to get treated like a salesperson, which isn't what you want. So stop sounding like a salesperson. If you sound like they don't know what bucket to put you in, they've at least got to have a conversation with you, right? So if you call and say, they pick up the phone and be like, hey, you know, Bob's place you want to clean. And you go, hey, what's up? Or what's going on? Or what's shaking? Or do you have any money? Or why did you call me? Or what are you wearing? Or pick something fun and ridiculous to say. They can't go, this is a salesperson. If anything, they'll go, this can't be a salesperson. A salesperson would never talk to me like that, right? So they have to then engage and go, yeah, what is it you want? And then if you're just brutally honest and go, well, I was going to call and try and sell you something, but now it sounds like, now I feel stupid about that. You'll probably try and throw me out. Why don't you just tell me who the guy's name is to sell something to, and I'll never call him again. Or just, can I buy you some pizza? Or what's the boss like? Can I bring it by? Just have a conversation with it, right? So the first thing you want to do is set your expectations of nothing hugely bad or nothing hugely good is going to happen in the first call. Second, do a pattern interrupt. Do not jump in and sound like a salesperson. Sound like a regular human being that they have to have some sort of question as to, like, who's this guy? What's going on? What does he want? There's some sort of curiosity factor, right? Third, once you've done a pattern interrupt and you've got proper expectations, we need to identify the players and understand their unique individual pain. And by the way, there's lots of ways that you can get the influencer to like you. We're going to talk about this right here, but you can say, if you were me, you know, what would you do? So say the influencer's name, you're talking to him is Steve, but Bob is the big boss. We'll make Alan the big boss, right? Because he's out of cleaning now. So I'm talking to Steve, who's the gatekeeper, and Alan's the decision maker. I might go, Steve, what on God, if you were me, I'm terrible. I've been trying to get people to help them with their daggum cleaning and no one wants any interest. And I bet you Alan's super busy and doesn't want to talk to me. If you were me, what would you do? That's a writer downer, guys. If you were me, what would you do? That's my favorite question to ask gatekeepers because it immediately puts them on your side and gets them in a mindset of trying to help you. And that's another pattern interrupt. If you were me, what would you do? Because salespeople don't ask that. All right, once you've broken the pattern and they're at least engaging with you, the next job is to identify the players and their unique individual pain. There's typically up to three people or three players. There could be multiple of each of these depending on how big of a contract it is. So, and again, for residential, the gatekeeper might just be the husband or the wife, right? It might just be the spouse or the five-year-old's maybe screaming, who knows? And again, you can find out the five-year-old's pain. If you can solve that, you're well on your way, kid. So the gatekeeper is one. We all kind of know who that is. That's the probably low-level employee whose job is to protect, so to speak, whoever the decision maker is, right? There's the influencer, and the influencer can be tricky because a lot of times they want to pretend that they're the gatekeeper or they're decision maker, that they're not. They do have access. So the gatekeeper oftentimes, sometimes have influence, but oftentimes has no influence, right? The influencer may be the gatekeeper, but doesn't have to be and always has influence, right? This could be a situation where, let's say it's a chain of minute clinics, right? Or urgent cares, whatever they call them in your area. And maybe the one that you're at has a receptionist, right? He or she is probably a gatekeeper, but doesn't have any influence. There might be the manager of that particular minute clinic who has influence, but is not the decision maker. And then there might be the CFO of the whole chain that makes that decision and is the decision maker, right? So the trick is, oftentimes we treat them all the same, but the reality is they're very different people and they all have very different desires, right? So if we try to solve the gatekeeper's pain with the decision maker's pain, it's not going to work. So the gatekeeper, if you're like, hey, I think I can save you money, guess what? The gatekeeper doesn't care. The gatekeeper's pain is, I don't want to get in. There's two ways I can get in trouble as a gatekeeper. One, I can keep the wrong person out, right? If I'm a close personal friend and the gatekeeper treats me poorly, he might get in trouble, right? The decision maker might be pissed that I got treated poorly. However, if I'm a salesperson that's going to waste the decision maker's time, the gatekeeper might get in trouble from letting me through, right? So we've got to look at the gatekeeper's pain is typically not to get in trouble. So you just have to make sure he understands you're not a salesperson. You're actually there to give value to the decision maker and bring value to his life, not to sell him something. So that's the gatekeeper's pain. The influencer's pain is probably different from the gatekeeper, unless he is a gatekeeper, and different from the decision maker, right? He might be, again, if he's the manager of this place, he's like, my customers complain, my employees complain, I have to do the cleaning. I'm constantly begging people to clean. I have to fire cleaners. I don't have a fair budget. The guy wants me to get $2,000 of cleaning a month for $1,500. You have to understand his pain to make sure he or she understands that you are in a position to be able to help them with that. And then the decision maker might have a completely different set of pain on top of that, which would be, you know, I've got to get the budget right, or I've got a board to answer to. So if we answer the wrong person with the wrong pain, we're going to get the wrong result, right? So it's really important that we understand each of the players, and typically there's three: decision maker, gatekeeper, and influencer. And a lot of times the influencer will tell you he is a decision maker, right? Almost never is there multiple decision makers. Even if there's a board involved or something crazy like that, typically there's one guy or gal that's going to make the decision. The rest of the board looks to him. Okay, so step one, set your expectations that you're not going to get anything done this first time. Step two, get them, whoever you're talking to, especially the gatekeeper on your side, with a pattern interrupt. Step three is identify the players and understand their unique pain. And here's the magic to all of it. Number four, and this is the last piece, is give yourself permission to stop selling and start bringing value, right? Give yourself permission to stop selling and start bringing value. We can only do that if we've done step three, we understand what their pain is, right? So the goal goes from, I want this. I know these guys spend $1,500 a month in janitorial, and I would like that $1,500, right? If that's our goal, we end up either being pushy or feeling like we didn't do a good job, or all sorts of weird stuff happens. But if our goal is, I feel like this guy or gal is paying a cleaning company that he doesn't love, and they're doing a terrible job, and they're making his life miserable. If that's when you move from, I've got to manipulate this person to do what I want them to do, which sucks, into, this guy's got a legitimate pain that I can solve, it's a lot easier. A lot of good, positive thing happened. Tasha says, thank you. You're so welcome, sister. Glad to have you. So find out what their pain is. See if you can help them. If you can't help them, do not sell them, right? That's the biggest mistake, is we try and be like, if they have money and they offer to give me some or ask for a bid, we have to sell them no matter what. That couldn't be further from the truth, right? If you can't help them, try and give them a resource somewhere else. Don't just try and sell everybody. The second piece is, if once you've got that positioning, if you can help them, you could be super forceful, and it's not pushy, right? Like, I'll be quite honest. We talked at the beginning of this thing about the event. I'm so passionate about this event because we've done live events. They're usually thousands of dollars, or only to members that are very expensive, and they've just not been opened up to the world, but they're life-changing. People's lives are transformed at these events, and we're doing this thing for $100. I'm spending more than $100 a year. We're going to get in the ticket to do the daggum event, all right? So the reason I get so excited, I can be so forceful and so emphatic, is because I don't want your $100. I want to change your life, and you need to be at the event to do that, right? If I'm like, I just got to get their $100, you guys will smell that and feel it, and it won't work. It can't give any value. So you've got to give yourself permission to stop selling and start bringing value. And the cool thing is, if you're just bringing value, you're like, I'm just here to serve this guy, right? So if you're trying to get past the gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper's like, we're super happy with their service or whatever, and you don't think it's a good fit, you don't even have to try and get past, because the whole goal is to serve them. But if you know that you can serve them, you can just be like, hey, I know the pains that your boss has. I know the pains that you have, and I know I can help, and I just want to figure out what that might look like. How can I give you more value? That's why I do this podcast, right? We spend lots and lots of money on this Facebook Live, the podcast, the YouTube, wherever you're seeing us, because we just want to give massive amounts of value. So, you know, 99% of the people we give value to will never spend a nickel with us. And that's fine. We still get to hear hundreds of stories of changing lives, and that's so worth it. And the 1% of the people that are like, oh my gosh, I want to come to your event, I want to become a client, I want you to help me, we make plenty of money off of that. So it's really cool to put ourselves, move from, you give me money first and then I'll give you some value, to, I'm going to give you value first and then I'll get some money, right? It's like sitting in front of a fire. I go, you give me heat, I'll put in some wood. The reality is, you got to put in the wood and you get the heat, right? So give yourself permission to stop going, I got to cold call, I got to knock on doors, I've got to like bust down the door and kick in the gatekeeper and make him like comply with me, and move to, how can I give value to this person? That's really it. How can I give value in their lives? And I promise, if you give enough value to your perfect prospects, your perfect clients, they're going to respond. They're going to, you'll never have to worry about money. But if you're worried about money all the time, and how can I extract the most money from these guys and gals, it's constantly going to be a battle. So that's it. Set your expectations that nothing's going to happen the first time. Get them on your side with a pattern interrupt. Identify their pain and stop trying to sell them crap and start trying to help them with their pain. Once you've got that done, gatekeepers will love you. It will be fun to sell and fun to do pattern interrupts and fun to kind of build relationships with people, as opposed to trying to sell people crap. If I said, hey, call 100 people today, make 100 new friends, that would be so much more fun and helpful and impactful and effective than if I said, call 100 people, make sure that you get 5 of them to give you some money, right? You might be able to force yourself to do it for a while, but eventually it's going to turn into a grind. So, hopefully that has been super helpful on how to get past the gatekeeper, how to do some more sales, how to be more effective with the time that you spend. And this works in marketing. This works in face-to-face sales. It works in telemarketing. It works in commercial. It works with residential. The concepts are all the same. That said, I'm guessing most of you did not come here just because you had one problem. You only wanted to get past the gatekeeper, and that was it. Hey, Christy, good to see you, sister. I'm guessing you came because you really want to grow your company. You want to know how to hire, how to get out of the field, how to get good clients to come to you so you don't have to chase and beg and get past gatekeepers, right? Just like with Latyra, who was like, hey, email me. I'm like, we don't email. You come to us, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. If you want information, that's where you go. Not because I want to bust chops, but because I want to make sure the people in the room are the right people, right? So if that's you and you're like, yes, I want all of it, Mike, teach me how to do the whole daggum thing. I want out of cleaning. I'm out of cleaning, but I want to grow. Or I'm just starting and I have no clue and I don't have time and money to make a bunch of mistakes. We are doing a 3-day event just for you. You can get all the details at growmycleaningcompany.com/event. It's $100. It's a no-brainer. We're gonna do it in like 2 weeks. I'm gonna do lives, I think, every day next week, every day the week after. I'm gonna do a live, get on the plane. We rented this big studio. It's gonna be a crap ton of fun, and you're gonna get everything you need to grow a cleaning company. We're gonna do the best we can in 3 days. It's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be virtual. No babysitters, no planes, no hotel beds, no travel cost. We've never done this before. Every time we've done it, it's been small groups, high cost. This is the first time we're doing big group, low cost, and you don't even have to travel. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Sign up, we'll see you at the event. And again, if you want a free ticket, just let us know what you want to hear on the podcast if we end up using it. We'll give you a free ticket, and I'll see you all there, paid or free. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.